Militia Under Arms Following Mob Rumor. The Atlanta Constitution. Wednesday, 14th July, 1915. Page 1, Column 4. Macon troops to go to Milledgeville if trouble developed. Macon, Georgia. July 13th. Three companies of Macon militia. The Macon Battalion of the 2nd Georgia Regiment, under command of Major W. Polhill Wheeler, were assembled here late this afternoon on orders from Adjutant General Nash to be in readiness to proceed to Milledgeville for the protection of Leo M. Frank. Colonel J. A. Thomas of the 2nd Georgia Regiment also received a copy of the message. While militiamen were being called together from all parts of the city, gathered up in automobiles and every other means, arrangements for the transportation of the troops were completed. A special train on the Central of Georgia Railroad was obtained and is in readiness to take the troops to the very door of the state prison. No order to proceed, however, had been received up to 8 o'clock tonight. General Walter A. Harris is expected to reach this city, his home, over the Southern Railway at 8:30 o'clock tonight to take charge of the militia. Long-distance telephone reports from the State Farm and from other points in Baldwin County and Milledgeville, where the State Farm is located, as late as 8 o'clock tonight indicated that all was quiet and that no reports of an attempt to liberate Frank had been received. Superintendent Smith stated emphatically that he had made no request for aid and said that he had a strong guard and was sure that he could hold the fort against any attack. Rumors of mob caused Nash to warn militia. Strenuous efforts were made in Cobb and Fulton counties last night under the direction of Adjutant General J. Van Holt Nash, the head of the state militia, and County Chief George Matheson to run down the rumor that a mob was forming near Marietta. It was this rumor, coming from a source which General Nash refused to reveal, but pronounced thoroughly responsible, that precipitated the excitement in Macon late Tuesday afternoon when the 2nd Regiment was assembled, and a special train organized to transport the troops hurriedly to Milledgeville to protect Leo Frank and the state prison. The night passed, however, and no untoward incident arose. The scouts in both counties were unable to detect any evidence of mob organization, and during today, according to local military authorities, it is probable the Macon troops will be dismissed. Hemchambaugh, Harris in touch. Governor Nat Harris, in the executive mansion, was up until midnight, keeping in constant touch with Macon, Milledgeville, and military, as well as police authorities in Atlanta. He told a reporter for the Constitution last night that the militia at Macon had been in readiness ever since Frank's trip to Milledgeville. It was not that we felt certain there would be trouble or that we expected it with any degree of assurance, said General Nash last night. We just didn't want to be caught napping in event the rumor proved true. If anybody thinks they can go to Milledgeville or even the adjacent vicinity and start something without encountering the military, they'll be sadly mistaken. Early Tuesday morning, my office received the report from an authoritative source in Marietta that an organized crowd of men were preparing to travel in automobiles tonight to Atlanta, where they would be met by a similar body and the two would journey together to Milledgeville. Search for autos. I notified the governor and he, in turn, informed Sheriff Mangum. Sheriff Mangum instructed Chief Matheson of the county police to send his men out to scout for the rumored auto groups. The military was, at the same time, investigating the report in both counties. We have been unable, however, to find any evidence. The reliability of the tip and our zeal not to be caught napping was the cause of the instructions I got forwarded to Macon. The troops were not ordered to Milledgeville. I did not order a special train. I simply informed them to be in readiness, to take care of trouble in event the rumor proved correct. Quiet at Milledgeville. Baldwin Blues assembled. Milledgeville, Georgia. July 13th. Special. The Baldwin Blues were assembled in the armory tonight under command of Captain J. H. Ennis. Orders were received from General J. Van Holt Nash and Governor Nat Harris late this afternoon, commanding assemblage to protect the state prison in the event of a rumored disorder. Up until midnight, however, the town was as quiet as usual, except for the excitement stirred by the hasty assemblage of troops. Captain Ennis talked at nightfall with Governor Harris over long distance and learned that the cause of the military orders was rumors that had come to official ears in Atlanta that automobile mobs were organizing in Fulton and Cobb counties for the purpose of proceeding to Milledgeville.